Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Planes from Mexico and Venezuela arrived early Sunday in Cuba to support the fight against the fire in the industrial zone of the western city Almatenses. The first to arrive was the Boeing 737-700 of the Mexican Air Force with 62 military personnel and 16 experts in the oil area. Brigadier General Juan Bravo led the group that was deployed on the express orders of Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. A Cambiasa aircraft from Venezuela arrived a few hours later with solidarity aid to help quell the large-scale fire. It carried 35 Pervadesa specialists and approximately 20 tons of consumables and chemical powders to control the blaze. On Twitter, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro expressed his solidarity with Cuba and the people of Matanzas, given the accident at the supertanker base. Receive the Bolivarian embrace. You are not alone. We are fully available to provide the necessary assistance, he said. The president of the International Relations Commission of the Cuban Parliament, Yolanda Ferrer, thanked on Twitter for the expressions of support after the fire in two large fuel tanks in the western province of Matanzas. Since the blaze news broke, legislative bodies, parliamentarians, and personalities of the world have expressed solidarity with this Caribbean nation. Among the messages received, the one sent by Manuel Pineda, Manu, member of the European Parliament, secretary of the international area of the Communist Party of Spain, is worth mentioning. He sent his solidarity to the people of Matanzas and assured them that Cubans would overcome this complex event with their proven courage. Also, legislator Carlos Maria Lopez, president of the Chamber of Deputies of Paraguay, expressed his support for Cuba in his challenging moment on Twitter. According to the National Assembly of People's Power, from that South American nation, the senator of the Iguazu Front and former president Fernando Lugo conveyed his solidarity to the Cuban government and people. We accompany that heroic people who are today an example for all of us and will undoubtedly continue to set the ethical and moral compass for us, said Lugo in his message. Messages have been sent to Cuba in solidarity with the Cuban people in the aftermath of the blast in oil tankers in the western city of Matanzas. We express our deep gratitude to the governments of Mexico, Venezuela, Russia, Nicaragua, Argentina, and Chile, who have promptly offered material assistance in the face of this complex situation. We are also grateful for the offer of technical assistance from the United States, said the island's President Miguel Díaz-Canel. Venezuela is in solidarity with Cuba and the people of Matanzas after the accident at the supertanker base. Receive the Bolivarian embrace. You are not alone. We are fully available to provide the necessary assistance. President Díaz-Canel can count on us, Venezuela's president wrote on Twitter. For his part, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador ordered specialized forces of the country's state oil company, Pemex, to go to Cuba to help battle the massive oil deposit blaze. The Cuba Cooperation Friends Association, CubaCoop, on Monday joined the world's solidarity with the Cuban people and government in the face of the fierce fire that has been raging at the supertanker base in Matanzas since Friday. We convey a message of friendship to the Cuban people, and particularly to all those affected, stressed the association founded in 1995 to promote economic and commercial ties between the two countries. According to official sources, the disaster has so far left one person dead, 125 injured, and 16 are still missing, while firefighters are working arduously to prevent or contain the intense flames. CubaCoop highlighted the response of several countries to the fire, among which it mentioned Mexico and Venezuela, which have already sent specialists and material resources, as well as Russia and Chile. The association described the situation the Cuban people are going through at this moment as a tragedy, and recalled that the island is already suffering the harsh consequences of the U.S. rough policy in reference to the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by Washington on the Caribbean nation more than six decades ago. The High Representative for Foreign Affairs of the European Union, Josep Borrell, expressed solidarity with Cuba for the fire raging in the supertanker base in Matanzas since Friday, where firefighters and authorities are fighting to contain the fire unleashed by the impact of lightning in one of the crude oil storage tanks. Other figures in European politics expressed their support for Cuba through Twitter. Spanish member of the European Parliament Manu Pineda expressed his support for the firefighters and health workers who face the consequences of the accident and described them as true heroes. He also highlighted the Cuban government's response to the disaster, noting, "Always on the front line to the government and to the whole of the Cuban people. Thank you very much for your example." Pineda reiterated his solidarity with Cuba and his confidence that it will overcome this new challenge with its demonstrated courage. For her part, Maite Mola, vice president of the Party of the European Left, joined the messages of support for Cuba and recalled that the fire in Matanzas affects a people besieged by a criminal blockade. Meanwhile, the Leas Cuba Friendship Association and a group of Laotian graduate students sent a message of solidarity with Cuba, especially with the people of Matanzas. The signatories described the incident as a material and human catastrophe and said they are confident that Cuba will move forward and gradually recover under the prompt attention and determination of its top leader, the country's authorities, and the provincial command post, the message says, as posted on social networks by the Cuban ambassador and Viant. The Jose Marti Association of Cubans residing in Japan sent a message of solidarity to the people of Cuba related to the large-scale fire at the supertanker base in the industrial zone of the province of Matanzas. Cubans established in Japan expressed their sorrow for the death of one of the firefighters on the line of duty and forwarded their condolences to the family and friends of the victim. They also hope that those missing are found soon and alive. A message of encouragement to all those who continue to fight to control the incident. United, we will all get ahead. Count on us, they wrote. And the expressions of solidarity with Cuba continue after the fire of great proportions in two fuel tanks in the industrial zone of the province of Matanzas, east of the capital, the foreign ministry reported. According to the source, messages from several nations expressed regret and support to the island in view of the tragedy that left so far more than 120 injured, one dead, while 17 people are missing. Dominica's foreign minister, Kenneth DeRue, conveyed his condolences to the Cuban people and government while expressing his confidence in the island's proven capacity to face difficulties and obstacles. For his part, Venezuela's sectoral vice president for economy, Tarek El Aissami, highlighted the aid sent from his country to this Caribbean nation and the instructions of President Nicolas Maduro. "All our support and solidarity to revolutionary Cuba," the Minister for Petroleum of that South American nation stressed on Twitter. Likewise, the network of intellectuals and artists in Defense of Humanity, Uruguay chapter, and the Committee of Solidarity with Cuba and the peoples of the world of that country sent messages of solidarity to the Cuban people. Mexico's movement of solidarity with Cuba also expressed its support to the island in the face of the unfortunate fire. The Varadero Beach Resort, Cuba's main sun and beach destination, is opening normally today despite a large fire and an oil tank base in the neighboring city of Matanzas that is 34 kilometers west of tourist center. This was confirmed to Prensa Latina by tourist guide Omar Oramas from the Ecotour agency, who is in charge of a group of French vacationers. According to Oramas, the sky over Varadero is clear since the wind is blowing northeast and the column of smoke rising from the site of the accident in the industrial zone of the provincial capital, Matanzas, is not perceptible. The Cuban government has requested help and assistance for oil-producing countries with experience in this type of accidents. Dozens of people are reported injured and 17 are missing, particularly firefighters. The Varadero Beach Resort is 34 kilometers east of Matanzas, and according to the specialist, tourists there receive all services and carry out their activities normally. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio. Looking forward to meeting again next Monday.